says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. For he cannot deny himself. I'm glad I'm in him tonight. And I'm glad I'm saved on my way to heaven. And I bless his name. So if you have your Bible tonight, if you would, let's look over in the book of Revelation. In chapter number 4. Revelation chapter number 4. Revelation chapter 4. I'll read one verse and then we'll go. We'll read a few more verses Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask His help tonight. I need His help. If you would, pray for me. And let's pray for your ears that you can understand what I'm trying to tell you. Amen. Father, we come to You tonight, Lord, as humble as we know how. We come to You unworthy, Lord. God, I ask You tonight, Lord, for grace. Lord, would You extend Your grace to us tonight? Would You speak, Lord, through Your Word? Lord, I pray, God, that I'd be hidden behind the cross, Lord. And I pray, God, that Your Word would do the talking. Lord, I thank You, Jesus, for Calvary. Thank You for the shed blood of the Lamb. Lord, that took away all my sins. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, tonight for Your help. Thank You for the good Holy Ghost. Lord, that we've hindered so many times. And we've hurt so many times. And I want to thank You, Father, Lord, for all Your power tonight. And I pray, God, that You'd bless each ear in this building, including my own, Lord. We need to hear from You. And I thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All righty. Revelation chapter number 4. And verse number 2. The Bible says, and immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat was to look upon. He that sat was to look upon, not the throne, but he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. The sardius. And I want you to understand them two, their stones are sort of a reddish in color. And when you see the one that's on the throne, when you see the one that's done it all, and the one that's accomplished it all, you're still going to see the wounds, and you're still going to see the blood, the nail-scarred hands. You're going to see His side that's been marred by the spear. It's been open for you and me. He is the wonderful one. He is marvelous tonight. Amen. And He says, he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And here it is, there was a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. And we was going down the road a long time ago over right close to Brother Tim's house. And there was a rainbow back over towards Georgia's. We was going up 48 there, 49, whatever that is. And we looked back over and there's a rainbow. And one of my girls, I believe it was Chloe, at a young age, asked, she said, is there really a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow? And I said, yeah, there's a pot of gold. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me there. He said, there's more than a pot of gold. There's more than a pot of gold at the end of that rainbow. You know, I thought about this past week, this big, huge lottery that come up. And listen to me tonight, there's a lot of folks that was talking at work. There's a lot of folks talking about what they would do if they won that thing. Boy, how they'd do this and do that, you know. And old devil, he'd tempt me when I'd ride. I'll be honest with you, he still tempts me. I'd ride by the store and say, you ought to stop and get you this $20 worth and try your luck out on that. And the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, well, what if you won it? You gonna win that? And am I worth a $1.3 billion? And I said, no, sir, you ain't. And I'm glad that he's worth more than any gold that this world has to offer. I'm glad that He's worth more than anything that these eyes have ever beheld. He's wonderful tonight. And if we can just hold on for a little while, we're going to get the grandest prize and the biggest jackpot that's ever been known to man. I'm glad that there's a place that's called heaven. Amen. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. Oh, and I told Chloe, I said, no, as somebody sitting in that rainbow. You know what I think about old Noah is he looked at that rainbow the very first time. He looked at that, and boy, how he must have been in that ark. And how he must have thought, boy, we ain't never getting out of this thing. We ain't never going to get no land again. We're never going to get to see anything. And all of a sudden, God painted him a beautiful rainbow. Let me tell you this. This crowd, this transgender and homosexual crowd, that the rainbow does not belong to them. But to high-lip the devil tonight, it belongs to the church of God. Amen. It belongs to you. And it belongs to me. It is a gift from God. He's given to us as a promise to let us know that He is faithful and that He is going to see us through one day. Noah no doubt looked and saw that rainbow. And I have to believe that he cheered up a little bit. I have to believe. And can you imagine? I don't know how many have seen that ark up there in Kentucky. Ain't it amazing how that ark, amen, floated off over there and it landed in Kentucky. That's amazing, ain't it? But anyway, I imagine as Noah seen all the stuff in that ark, the filth and the slime and the darkness and the must and the mildew. And I know, listen, I have to think, boy, there had to be times when hope withered away. When everything looked grim and dark and gloomy. But I'm glad that even in this day and hour that we live, when things look grim and dark and gloomy, I'm glad there's a rainbow that's painted in the sky that lets me know that there's a God in heaven that's going to come get me one of these days and take me far beyond the blue. And I'm going home one of these days, bless His name. Amen. And I want to preach on this thought tonight. Somewhere over the rainbow. Somewhere over the rainbow. Hallelujah. Watch this. He says after this in verse 1. After this. Boy, ain't you glad tonight that this is coming to pass? No, John said after this. And boy, he just got done speaking about a mess there at the end of chapter number 3. He's talking about you and me in this Laodicean church age. And he said, hey, after all this is done, he said, I looked up and behold, a door was opened in heaven. Hallelujah to God. Oh, listen to me. Have you ever dreamed? Have you ever thought in your wildest imagination tonight what was behind that door? Can you imagine tonight, as this door is swung open one of these days, what you and I are going to see? Well, I can't wait. Listen to you. I want you to understand this. He said that the door was open in heaven. Amen. And the first voice which I heard is were a trumpet talking with me. See how that lines up with 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4? Amen. The voice and the trumpet of God. Amen. That, listen to me, I'm talking about after this, after what? After the church age, there's going to be a rapture. And immediately in verse number 2, we're going to be in the Spirit. We're going to be around the throne of God, singing the praises of God, and worshiping a glorious God. I say it's something to shout about. It's something to be happy about. I tell you, there's nothing in this world that I'd rather have. I don't want this world. I'd rather have my home up there. Hadn't you? Listen to me. He said, come up hither. Come up hither. One of these days, and it ain't going to be very long, we're going to hear that. That trumpet that only you and I have ears for tonight, I'm glad that I got ears for the trumpet in a little altar in 1981 as a little 8-year-old boy. I got ears for the trumpet, and now I can distinguish what His voice sounds like. And one of these days when He speaks and says, come up hither, I'm going to come up hither, and I'm going up where He's at. Amen. And I will show thee things which must be hereafter. First of all, my destination's going to be final. One of these days, we're going to put it in park. One of these days, we're going to cut the motor off. For the last time, it's going to be over. It's going to be done with. I'm going to be through, and you're going to be through. Hallelujah to God. One of these days, these doors are going to swing open, Brother Ken, for the last time. And folks is going to come in here and sing the last hymnal. And the last message is going to be preached out of this pulpit. And the doors are going to be shut, never to be opened again. Hallelujah to God. My destination is going to be final. Hallelujah to God. Ain't that a blessing? Listen to me. What a blessing it is to know that there's more to it than this. I'm glad that one day it's all going to be over and I'm going to be up there where my Savior is. I want you to understand this is a reserved place here. Honey, this place here is a reserved place. Amen. We notice that in 1 Peter chapter number 3. I'll read it to you right quick. 1 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 3, the Bible says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope. Amen. That's not a dead hope. Amen. The Catholic's got a dead hope. But I'm a born-again Baptist and I got a lively hope. Amen. If you're saved tonight, you ought to say saved hope. Amen. A lively hope. Amen. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He's not laying in Mary's arms. He's not on the cross. Amen. He is ascended. He's on the right hand of the Father. He's making intercession for you and me. And that's something to shout about. He said, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away. Here it is, reserved in heaven for you. I'm glad I've got reservations in my home up there. I wonder tonight, have you made reservations? Boy, I'm glad tonight that that's one thing that I've done. I ain't done a whole lot of things right in my life. I'll just be honest with you. I'm probably the most vile person. Paul said that the Lord's going to change this vile body and fashion it like in His glorious body. And I want to say amen to Paul. I've got a vile body. I've got a vile flesh. I'm as wicked as the day is long. But there's a God in heaven that reached further down that I can reach up. And He saved the pudding out of me. Amen. And I'm no longer going to hell. I'm going to heaven. All because of what He's done. Hallelujah to God. Thank God. Glory to His name. That's enough to shout about. I went Monday to a place early at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I went to a big old foundry. And there's melting hot steel. Which Brother Danner's here is where they make fire hydrants. And I went in there and there was a vat. There was a big old bowl. Gosh, it was probably 20 foot around. And that thing was glowing. You couldn't hardly look straight at it. It'd burn your eyes. And I was as far as from here to that back wall there, to that thing, and I could feel the heat in about 30 seconds. I was wet with sweat. And I got taken there on that platform. I sure am glad. I'm glad tonight I ain't got to go to hell. Oh, listen to me. One of these days, they took that big bowl by a robot here. He was working this control. And it took it over there to this die, and they poured that molten steel into that die. I got news for you one of these days. There's a lot of folks that's going to be taken, and they're going to be poured out into eternal judgment. But listen to me, I'm glad that I've avoided that by the blood of the Lamb. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad you're saved tonight? You know what we ought to do right now? We ought to take 10 minutes and have a recess and come to the altar and say, glory to your name that we ain't got to go to hell. Glory to your name that you died for those sinners like us. That's the truth. I'm telling it like it is. Boy, I understand there's some great people in here. I understand that. Boy, I'm telling you, I admire some people in here. Brother Ken is one of my heroes. I love him to death. I admire him. And the older I get, I look at his ministry. And I appreciate his ministry, how he's stuck with it. Oh, listen to me. The fact is, I need a Savior just like Brother Ken needs a Savior. And you need a Savior. The littlest one in here needs a Savior. The biggest one in here needs a Savior. The youngest one does, and the oldest one does. Oh, listen to me. There's none good. No, not one. We've all fell short of the glory of God. And unless we become saved, we'll never see this place called heaven. Amen. Oh, it's a reserved place. My destination's going to be final one of these days. It's a resting place. I'm going to rest from my labors. Well, I can imagine, I was thinking about Brother Ken and all that traveling. I appreciate that. Reaching all these people, all the missionaries around the world. Boy, you have no idea. I've been on, the Lord's blessed me to go on several missionary trips, and how tiring it is. It takes you a week to get over it. You think about all these folks that's traveling for the Lord. All these folks that are working for the Lord. I want to say thank you. I want to say I appreciate your service. I appreciate you. And I feel like the Lord is saying He appreciates it. And He's going to show you one of these days. But glory to God, when your destination meets an end, when your destination comes to a halt, there is a resting place. I'm glad one of these days, as the old men used to, at the close of a day, they'd come in and kick off their boots and get in their easy chair. One of these days, we're going to kick off our boots and get in the easy chair and live while the ages roll on. I mean, bless His holy name. Ain't you glad tonight? Hallelujah. Thank God. There's a resting day coming. There's a resting day. It's a reserved place. It's a resting place. It's a remarkable place. Not only will my destination be final, somewhere beyond that rainbow, but also somewhere over that rainbow, my dreams is going to come true. Amen. My dreams is going to come true. Listen to me. I can read this word here. And I've read this. I can quote it to you. I've read it. I've got it. I've read it backwards and forwards. I've read it forwards and backwards. And I've read everything I know to read that other men's written on it. But then again, on the other hand, while I'm reading this, and I read, there's a rainbow round about the throne in sight like unto an emerald. My mind goes to thinking. And it goes to building a picture the best it possibly can. And it goes to putting things together. And it tries to focus in on what this word is telling. And I go to daydreaming. Is anybody in here ever dream about heaven? Well, listen to me, used to in the older days, at the church, that's what they talk about, that's what they dream about, that's what they think about is heaven, and how sweet it is. Listen to me, that's our reward. That's where we're going one of these days. And I say it's worth dreaming about. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. Listen, my dreams and things, watch this, he said there, He said, come up hither in verse number 1. He said, I'll show thee things. Things which must be, not might be. Not could be, but things which must be hereafter. And buddy, it's fixing to unravel. It's fixing to unravel and it's going to unfold. And I'm glad tonight that there's some things that I've never seen. It's going to take place.
John unfolds chapter number 4 here, and what a beautiful scene it is. Chapter number 5 unfolds, and what a beautiful scene it is. The Lord breaks the seals on the seven seal book of redemption. And as John begins to weep in chapter 5 and cry aloud, the angel comes and tells him to hold up. There's one over there that's worthy to take the book and open the seals there. What is that, preacher? That's the book of redemption. I'm glad that I'm redeemed tonight. And I'm glad that one of these days we're going to see some things that these eyes never have dreamed about. Listen to me. There's some things he says come up hither. These new things we're going to see are elevated things. Amen. These are things that they just ain't down here. We have some pretty good church services. We got some people that can sing like a mockingbird down here. We got some good messages down here from some good preachers. We've heard some great things. We've saw some great things. We've been in some good places down here. But I got news to you. When the door swings open in glory land, we're going to see some things that's different up there. We're going to see some things that's wonderful in that place. Ain't you glad of that? Boy, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know about you. Amen. They're elevated things. Listen, there's a throne that's set. Things is going to be different. And the throne is going to be set. Amen? This throne we've only imagined, as we said. You know, this throne is encompassed about with that rainbow round about it. And the one that sits on it has that red color about him. And it's reminding us that he is the blood-covered one. He's the one that shed His own blood for the remission of your sins and my sins. His blood is the only blood that really counts. All the blood of all the goats and the animals, the heifers, the turtle doves, and all the Old Testament animals that were slain. Listen to me, they don't really count. But there was one lamb that really counted a whole lot. Insomuch that His blood was captured and taken into glory and sprinkled on the mercy seat before the Father. And the Father was satisfied. According to Isaiah 53, He was satisfied with the travail of His soul. I'm glad tonight that the blood satisfies the Father. Thank God. Somewhere over the rainbow, my destination's going to be final. My dreams are going to come true. My disappointments will be over. Boy, ain't that a blessing? I went and seen Gerald this morning. And I remember Gerald, y'all, I don't know how many of y'all know, I remember him in his younger years. And I mean, he was a man's man. I mean, he was strong as an ox, big fella. Some of y'all remember him. But he's frail, all because of the little word cancer. Fragile. Boy, I thought about that. I thought about one of these days. One of these days when that door opens, one of the things we're going to see on the other side of that door is our disappointments are no longer going to exist. Is there anything, I want to ask you something, is there anything whatsoever that could carry the name in your life of a disappointment? Is there anything in this world that has really disappointed you, or is there multiple things that's brought disappointment to you? Listen to me, I want you to know this. I'm glad that sin is going to be tossed in the junkyard. Listen to me, I've disappointed myself so many times. I'll just have a good confession, it helps you anyway. Listen, there's so many times that I've disappointed myself, I've fallen flat on my face. I've had to get in my altar and I've had to call on God and say, Lord, it's me again. Lord, it's me again. I've done it. I've made a boo-boo, I've messed up. I just fell short. Lord, would you forgive me? And I'm disappointed in myself. Anybody ever been there? But I'm going to tell you something. Right before you go in that door, in verse number 1 that was open, all that junk, there's a garbage bin Hallelujah. On the left-hand side of the door. Hallelujah. I'm glad. Oh, not just your sin, but the thought of your sins. You know what hurts us the most? You know what cripples us? You know what defeats us a lot of times is the thought of our sins. What we've done, boy, and it'll ride you even though you hadn't done it in a long time, even though you're forgiven for that, the devil will still get on your shoulder and he'll say, look at what you've done, look at what you've done in your past, but listen to me, I say one of these days there's going to be a trumpet sound and a door open in heaven and a garbage bin on the left and every fault that I ever had bad and every wrong deed that I ever had bad is going in that bin. And it's not going to cross the threshold and go on the other side of me. And I say, glory to His name. That sin is not going to enter that city. Ain't you glad of that? No more. Sin won't even be a word there. Won't even be a word. Won't even be a word. Boy, what a blessing. Sin's going to be tossed in the junkyard. Sadness is going to be transformed into joy. Boy, you know what? I heard somebody the other day, I believe it was my wife, said it. Said, being sad is one of the lowest feelings that you can have. Think about sadness. Some of you have laid people in the ground in the recent years, and some of you had disappointments that's happened in your life. Somebody's done this to you. Somebody's hurt you this way and hurt you that way. And you know what it does? It brings sadness. I'm talking about real, genuine sadness. Not just a bad day, but I'm talking about just flat out sad. You know what? If you ever get sad, you can't just shake it off. Well, but it wants to ride around with you. It wants to go to bed with you. It wants to get up with you. It's a real thing. But I'm glad that sadness is going to be transformed into joy when we go through that door. Everything that you had to deal with, everything that you had to struggle with, I'm glad that when we open that door and take one step into glory, I'm glad that everything that's ever made me sad, everything that's ever saddened my heart, it's going to be on this side and not on that side. Ain't you glad of that? Ain't you glad of that? I'm talking about heaven now. I just talked about sin. That's plaguing every one of us in the room. Every one of us in here has to deal with sin every day. There's some type of sin that pops up in your life. You're either saying no to it or you're saying yes to it. It's something that you deal with on a daily basis, but it's going to be gone. And sadness is something that everybody in here must deal with. You're going to deal with it. You've either dealt with it or you're going to deal with it. Sadness is a part of life. But not up there. Ain't that a blessing? Wouldn't it be a blessing if somebody would walk up to you and tell you that I can guarantee you 100% that from now until August the 3rd of 2023, that full entire fiscal year, you will have zero sadness. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Wouldn't it be a blessing if somebody could walk up to you and guarantee you, you will not be sad one single day, one single minute, one single second of this upcoming year? Boy, that'd be a blessing. Do you know what He's doing? He's guaranteeing us when we open that door and step in on the other side, that sadness is going to be transformed into joy. And there's going to be no more. There's going to be no more of those hard times. What a blessing that'll be. Sadness transformed into joy. And I'm glad that also the storms will be traded for jewels.
storms will be traded for jewels. I look at people, I guess being in the ministry, and Brother Ken knows you. Brother Ken, I guarantee you he could sit there and he could point out certain people that it just seems like misery lives at their house. There's certain people that stays in the storm. There's certain people that stays. The clouds of this life seems like they hover over them, and it seems like they're going through something all the time. Do you know what the fact is? Don't let the devil lie to you. You're going through a storm, and you see somebody else in the church house, and they've got a smile on them. Everything looks like it's going honky-dory in their life. They may not be struggling in the area you're struggling in, but I promise you, they've been through a struggle in another area. We're all susceptible to storms, and we all come across them. These little storms that last a week, then again, these bigger storms that last some decades. Oh, listen to me, but one of these days, when we step across that threshold, our storms are going to be traded for jewels. Verse number 4 down there says, around about the throne were 420 seats, and upon the seats I saw 420 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment. They had on their heads crowns of gold. You know where them come from? Come from them storms. Some of us, some of you is going to have more crowns than others. It's a fact. It's a fact. But those, it seems like that misery is their company. It seems like that the storms never leave their dwelling, never leave their house. And boy, it seems like a tear is always running down their face. They're going to have extra crowns. They're going to have extra to lay at the Lord's feet. Boy, I tell you, you know what we want nowadays? We want to have our peace here. You know what? I'm all for peace. But you know what? Peace is really up there. We don't really even know what peace is. We get a fake peace down here. We get a false peace. But up there, we're going to have a real peace. What a blessing. Lastly tonight, somewhere over the rainbow, the devil is going to be defeated. Hallelujah. Somewhere over that rainbow, when I look at it, somewhere over that rainbow, the devil's going down. Could be that tonight he only has 1,007 years. You see, he's got 7 years once we're raptured out here on this earth to wreak havoc. And then the Lord is going to come back and destroy. And he's going to take old Lucifer and he's going to bind him and in chains, and he's going to throw him in the bottomless pit for 1,000 years while you and I reign and rule on this earth. But after that, somewhere over that rainbow, the whole devil is going down. And I'll be honest with you, he's kicked me around like a red-headed stepchild. And he slapped you around. He slapped your children around. He's tripped you up. He's tore churches up. Am I right about it? I'm telling you the truth. I just want to read this in closing. It's a little... I'm glad that he's going to have a funeral one of these days. Ain't you glad of that? I'm glad the devil is going to have a funeral one of these days. Bless the Lord. And I want to attend. I don't believe I'll be at the great white throne judgment. But I do believe that I'll get to go right before it. Because that's when old Slewfoot's going to get kicked off into hell. And I hope the Lord lets us see that. He's trying to destroy me. He's trying to defeat this church. He's trying to defeat other churches. And he has defeated other churches. Brother Duane, all those babies. He has talked to a lot of mamas into going and getting that abortion. He's talked to a lot of doctors to perform that abortion. He's done a lot of things that's wicked. He's done a lot of things that's hurt a lot of people.
He's tripped a lot of saints into some regrets, hasn't he? Boy, has he ever tripped you? He's terrified a lot of soldiers into retreating. A lot of soldiers. He's terrified them into retreating and falling back. He's tricked the sickly into reluctance. He's troubled a sanctuary into retiring. But I'm glad that one day God's going to toss Satan with no return. The Bible says there in verse number 10 of Revelation 20, and the devil that deceived them, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night. How long? Forever and ever and ever and ever. I'm glad that one of these days, somewhere over that rainbow, the devil's going to be defeated. You know what? Though adversary may trip you up tomorrow. He may spit in your face. He may laugh at you. He may make you look like a fool in this world. You may be the biggest joke at your workplace. And it may look like everything in your life is falling, slapped to pieces because his grubby, nasty hands has been around it. But you just remind him, somewhere over that rainbow, you're going down. And I sure am glad that one of these grand days, one of these glorious days, I'm going home to be with him. Ain't you glad of that tonight? I'm glad there's a rainbow round about the throne in sight like to an emerald. And I'm glad I can look at that rainbow and I know what it's about. Amen. Father, thank You, Lord, tonight for the good graces and mercies. Thank You, Jesus, for Calvary. Thank You, Lord, for coming and making a way for us Gentiles. I appreciate the opportunity to be saved. Thank You, Jesus, Lord, that You would allow somebody like me to be saved. And Lord, I pray, God, for others that's lost, that don't know You. Lord, this thing's winding down. Won't be long till we'll hear this voice saying, come up hither. And Lord, I pray that every person in this building that comes on Sunday, that comes, Lord, to the bigger meetings, Lord, I pray that You'd save them and bring them to the knowledge of truth, Lord. There's nobody in here that'd be saved unless You come to them. Lord, I ask You to come to them. I pray the good Holy Ghost to draw them. Draw them by Your mighty power as You have before. And we'll give You praise and glory in Jesus' name.